Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday after your Texans pull off just a gargantuan. What other adjectives fit here? An absolutely
fascinating
comeback.
No hitting thesaurus.com.
After being down 19 points.
I was about to say, just say amazing.
29-10, they ultimately battle all the way back and then add an extra touchdown on top of it. 36-29.
This game had the streets buzzing, man.
Man.
Because I was kind of out last night, and everybody said, hey, what's up? Hey, did you see the game?
Yeah.
Everybody kept, did you see the game?
No.
I think the part I liked the most is everybody was like, man, I tuned out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or I left the game early.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It wasn't like, because I see a lot of people trying to get you with the aha or the gotcha moment.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't believe. But it was a bunch of people that was out on this game that are big fans.
And they're lying now. Oh, no, I was there. I watched.
Nah. And shout out to the people being honest. I saw our girl, Sally, Mustang mm-hmm. Sally, on the East. She was like, hey, man, husband was tired. We was yeah. like, hey, let's get.
Dude, that's a real fan to me, though, man.
Yeah,
and this isn't like.
I was at home watching the game. I kept flipping the red zone. I'm like, man, I'm done with this game. And then I go back. Let me see what they doing.
Yeah.
And I'll put my hand up, man, if I wasn't at work. I would have flipped a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, I'd have moved
the
around.
The way they were playing in the first half and mm-hmm. all the, and even some of the third quarter was embarrassing, man.
I do have to give credit to my middle son, BG.
He stuck through it
the whole time,
man.
He was texting me all kinds of bad words through about 2.5 quarters, and then when it's all over and we're, you know, talking, you know, via text, he was there. He was a wit. He sent me a video. I'll send it to you guys. Went absolutely ballistic at the end.
I will say, I do appreciate. I think one of the people on the YouTube was making mention of. I stayed to all games because I'm getting my money's worth. And I was like, you know what? Respect.
You got some of those people like that too.
I respect. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I pay for these tickets. I'm getting all four quarters, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And over time, if you give it to me, I am here for it. And if you did that, you were treated to something special. On top of that, mm-hmm. do you know what else? I mean, this game had a lot of fantastic things. A lot of noteworthy things. Do you know what one of the noteworthy things was?
What?
36-29 is a score of Gavi.
Is it?
Oh, man.
You got it. I'm surprised that you even didn't see that coming
because
there are people
have.
Now that tweet us
mm-hmm.
and like will tag both
hey,
of us.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, that was a score of Gami.
We're running out of score of Gamis.
No, we are not. There are still a lot of them.
We've got to be running
That was
out
the 94th original score in the National Football League.
Thank you to Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah, shout out to Sheldon Rankins and Will Anderson
stay
Jr.
Stay tuned for confessions.
Can I also give you some additional stats?
Yes.
The win for Houston was their 10th appearance at Scorigami, and their record are 6-4 in Scorigami. So they have won 6 of the Scorigamis that they've been in. And this is actually interesting. D'Amico
Ryan's
himself.
Forgive me if I forget that.
Yeah, you know what? I'll have it for you. Know what? I'll text it to you. I'll text you the information. D'Amico Ryan's, it's his fourth game as a head coach for Scorigami. 3-1 on Scorigamis. If you want to laugh a little bit, Liam Cohen, that was his first Scorigami, so he's 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
The Jags have been in 15 Scorigamis. Their record is 6-9.
Cool.
All right.
You didn't seem very excited about that. All right, let's go to D'Amico Rines, who's talking to the Assembled Media here on a Monday.
Seen the video of, I think, Danny Williams, the boxer from 2000, with the dislocated shoulder, who got the knockout.
Yeah, what went into the video is I get a lot of things from a lot of different people just throughout this, the season goes on, just get messages. But our team chaplain, Mikado Hansen, sent me a clip like a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I just always try to find the appropriate time to show things. If it's pertinent, if it's relevant to the team and I think it will resonate with the team, then I'll show it. So I felt like that was a good moment for us and something we needed to see.
Well, everybody talked about it, so it obviously resonated. I mean, when you went back and looked at how you guys performed yesterday, what stood out to you the most? I mean, we always hear you say execute. Is that the epitome of what that looks like?
Yeah, the thing that stood out to me the most is how we finished the game, I would say, because like in that boxing match, a lot of bad things happened. The guy was down pretty bad, and it didn't matter, right? He had a will and desire to win, and that's what I wanted our guys to see. That's what I wanted them to do yesterday, is just showcase that desire to win no matter what happens, no matter how the game looks in the first half, like how are we coming out and how are we finishing in the second half. So I'm most proud of how we finished. We still have things to clean up. We can execute better. When it counted, when we needed it most, like Davis, the receivers, they made, I mean, outstanding plays. The touchdown pass to Dalton, I mean, it was such a huge play. And to come back and make another huge third down pass to Dalton there towards our sideline, I mean, those are huge plays that Davis made. And, you know, he doesn't make those plays without the protection being good. I thought our offensive line protected well and allowed Davis to make those plays. So I'm just really proud of how we truly finished the game.
Decision to start City So, and given the success that that offensive line group had late in the game, if you are to get some guys back, how might that change the approach, or how might you look at it?
Yeah, for the offensive line, we'll continue to find, you know, what works for us, and, you know, the best guys that we can put out there, we're gonna try that. You know, and it's a culmination of a lot of things that you guys don't see, from practice, from how we've seen guys work throughout the week, how they're doing. Yes, with the mental being where they're supposed to be doing the things that we asked them to do on a consistent basis, like a lot of things go into play there. So still a lot of things that we can clean up, a lot of things just with our entire team, we can just be more consistent on doing the things that we're asked to do. And till we're going to keep moving guys around till we find the right group that's going to do it the right way, do what we're asking them to do every single time that they're out there.
What can you say about the performance that Jarrett and Trent had when they were ready for their opportunity and were able to out there and give guys what they gave?
Yeah, I thought the protection was good. I thought Jarrett did a good job of battling. He battled and strained and fought. Like, that's all we're asking for. And he did that no matter who he was up against. I thought Trent came out, did a great job of, you know, really displacing guys at the line of scrimmage, did a great job protecting on the right side. Any rusher that was on him one-on-one, he won that rep every single time. So Trent did a really good job, and for his first time being out there with us. So I'm pleased with what he did and encouraged to see how he can continue to progress.
Danny Williams actually beat Mike Tyson.
He did. Yes, he did.
Upset. On the other side of the football, at safety, do you feel like you have a lot of flexibility? Say if you do get Jalen back this week out of the protocol, you also have Miles Bryan, you've got some guys, and Jalen Reed.
Yeah, unfortunately, with our safety position, MJ went down yesterday with a quad injury, and he'll be out for the season. He'll have surgery here over the next couple of days. So, you know, unfortunate for MJ, he was doing a really good job playing really good for us in that starting role. He meant a lot to our team, so we're going to miss MJ and what he brings to our team. So opportunity for other guys to step up, whoever that may be. We'll see who's ready to step up.
Game yesterday with the combo, a little bit of obviously Chubb and Woody Marks, how that's progressing. And other part of the question, Urshery, when you look at kind of what Urshery did yesterday against pretty good run defense.
Yeah, to start with our running backs, I thought Woody, and though he He played fast. He made plays, especially plays on the perimeter, which is where we've seen him shine the most when he can get the ball in space. And he did a really nice job of handling the bulk of the carries for us. And when Chubb came in and got his opportunities, man, you talk about it, he had some explosive runs. He ran physical. You know, he looked like he had a little extra burst to him. So it was good. A 1-2 punch that we were able to use. Those guys did a really good job. And Tay he did a great job of battling. We know how the first game ended, you know, with Jacksonville. So I know, you know, if anybody, you know, he has a lot of pride in himself to go out and, you know, kind of correct what went wrong the first game. And I thought he did a great job all game protecting, getting out on the edge. There are a couple of the plays we had on the left side, you know, getting the ball outside. You know, we're springing those plays because of what Tay is doing. So as a rookie, again, playing the toughest position, you know, on the offensive line, he's doing a great job holding his own as a rookie, and he's getting better as the season is going on.
So do you have any update on how CJ's doing, and do you expect him to return this week?
And for CJ, Titus, and Jalen, all three guys are still in the concussion protocol, so we'll see, you know, how they progress throughout the week.
Coach, how much did Derek Stingley's interception at the end of the half help you all have momentum going into halftime? And the way that he, you know, made that interception, were you surprised by what he did? Did you get surprised by anything he does?
Yeah, the interception by Stingley was, I mean, it was huge for us. You talk about a momentum shift, being able to, you know, limit them from being able to get points there at the half. We know their field goal kicker has a great leg, outstanding range. So we had to try to knock them back as best as possible. So try to pressure them there, and Stingley did a great job of being sticky in his coverage and undercutting the crossing route, playing with speed and outstanding one-handed catch that you don't see that play happen a lot. But Stingley, again, great ball skills, great effort, great strain, and that's what allowed him to make that play.
Obviously, you know, you guys were able to make the big comeback, and you guys finished the way that you guys have finished a lot in previous seasons. How good was it to just see the team kind of implement that DNA that you've always been trying to instill in them since you've been here, which is finish?
Yeah, as a coach, yeah, you want to teach things, you want to harp on, you know, a certain play style and what is it going to take to win a game, right? And when you see your players go out and do that in a manner that you've been asking them to do, like, it's encouraging, it's exciting as a coach. You see, like, man, that's why you coach, to be able to get guys to see and do things that it may not look great from the onset, but it's just that belief that I have in all these guys as their coach. Like, I know they can do it. I know we got great players. I know we have a great team. And I'm always urging and pleading with them just to, hey, let's just do it the right way. Let's execute the right way. Let's finish the right way, because I know we're capable of doing it. And that's what it looks like. Like, when you just do the things you're supposed to do, you make the plays. I mean, it's a fun film to watch. Hopefully it's a confidence booster for everyone when you do it the right way. Like, we can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
win a lot of games.
How did you feel about the operation and how Davis handled things before the play, not just during the play?
Davis did a great job with his operation, not only in the game, but showed all throughout the week. So he handled himself really well.
D'Amico, what do you think it's like as a quarterback when you have Anderson coming at you from one way and Danielle coming at you from the other way?
I'm happy I never played quarterback because I'll probably be taking a lot of sacks. No, those guys, I mean, the way Will plays, you know, we know the effort, the intensity that he plays with. And Daniil, I mean, he was exploding off the ball yesterday, playing violent, like not slowing down. And that only works with the interior guys getting the right push. So I thought our tackles did a good job when we were able to push the pocket and they were able to collapse the edge. That's how the rush works together. So Will and Daniil, they're definitely a scary force, you know, on the edge, and two of the best edge rushers in the league. And we're blessed to have both of those guys as rushers, you know, on our team.
A pretty uncharacteristic game from the special teams. What was kind of the message mid-game to those guys as some of those early hiccups popped up?
Yeah, for special teams, we got to tackle better. It was not from a lack of not having guys there, not having guys in position to make the plays. Again, nobody's going to go make the play for you. You're free to the football. We got to go. We got to tackle. Like, there's no reason for us to give up a return like that, give up plays on the kick. Like, we got to go tackle. We got to get off blocks, and we got to go tackle the football. And everybody got to swarm, and we got to finish to the football much better.
Sheldon talked about at the end of the game, we asked if he got the ball, but apparently you running down to celebrate with him.
Uh-oh.
When you saw him scoop that ball up, what did you think? You know.
Well, I knew it was over. Like, we finally finished. And so I was, you know, he took off with the ball. Will, again, I can't talk about that play without talking about the two previous plays, which I think it kind of gets shadow cast over it. But Will on the play to draw the penalty with the hands to the face, that was such a huge play in the game. That's him just rushing with that relentless intensity and drew the penalty, and then on the last play of the game, like him still giving everything that he has, all the effort, everything to finish the game. Will makes that play, and the ball just happens. Sheldon happened to be the beneficiary of being there, and the ball just landed in his hands there, and he took it all the way through the end zone. So I was just so elated to know that we had won the game, and knowing the effort that it took from everybody, a team effort, coaches, players, everybody pour a lot into that game to get it done. And we're excited about it. We're happy for it. And now it's put it to bed and it's on to the next one. So it was a great win for our team, great win for our organization.
Obviously, a lot of focus on what happened at that point where he gets tackled and it turns into a touchdown. But the alignment you put everybody in the secondary and how much have you worked on that? They had no timeout, so obviously everyone was playing the sideline.
Yeah, just situational football, things we work at every week. Yeah, so we're ready for it.
Obviously, your DNs, Will and Daniil, they wreak havoc on a lot of offensive tackles and quarterbacks. What allows them, from your perspective, to have that bend while still being able to be explosive around that corner? What do you think allows them to consistently be able to get in those awkward positions but still be able to rush upfield to the quarterbacks?
Yeah, most of that for defensive ends, when they're at, I call it the moment of truth, when you get to the level of the quarterback, right, can you have enough ankle flexion to be able to get to the, you know, make the turn, a tight turn and get to the quarterback? A lot of that is just God-given ability. Some guys are able to do that. Some guys can try to work it as much as they can to improve it. But some guys are much better at it just because I feel like it's just a God-given gift and ability. You have the ankle flexion that you have. You have that explosiveness and the agility to be able to turn tight corners. And both guys do have that.
Coach, at what point did you feel the game start to change and start to turn for you all on Sunday?
Yeah, the game started to change for me, I would say, with the Higgins touchdown. And we were driving down the red zone. You know, we've had a lot of red zone woes here for a long time. So, yeah, Woody getting in on the flip crack play, that was a great play just to see everybody see, okay, we can score, we can get in the end zone, right? But to come back again and when we needed it most there, you know, Higgins, the connection from Davis to Higgins to get that play, I think that was the one that really sparked everything for our team.
And for you all to score on that Davis Mills scramble like that with his 14-yard scramble, back-to-back penalties, you know, it looked like, well, here we go again. You know, you're right there. And even when they ran the play, Woody Marks had scored, but then, you know, two false starts brought you back. At that point, did you still have that feeling that, you know, we could still do this? I know that we still have, you know, we could still do it.
Never a doubt in my mind. Like, it was never a doubt in my mind. And, you know, when for us to battle back how we battle back, it was only right for us to finish that game. So, you know, I had all the faith in our guys to go out and execute because they just showed it. I mean, we made the play with Woody, Higgins scored, Dalton scored, Nico on the two-point conversion. No one's talking about that catch. That was a sick catch and for him to get in. So we had made positive plays, especially on that. I think we scored all of our touchdowns on that end. So we got to make sure we're going that way every time on offense. But I was confident that we'd make a play, and I don't think anybody was expecting Davis to scramble and make it. But, man, to see him step up, put the team on his back, tuck the ball, made a great decision. It wasn't there in the timing of the play. He was able to step up and get in the end zone. Man, hats off to Davis for being clutch for us when we needed it most. All right, thank you, guys.
There you go. That's D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the team, in quite a jovial mood at the podium.
Hey, man, you would be, too.
Yeah, because a game like that, especially with that particular kind of swing, was huge. There's a lot that he talked about that we'll have to circle back around to and get to. But of note, C.J., Titus, and Jalen. That is C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Titus Howard, right tackle, and Jalen Petrie, nickelback. All these guys still remain in the concussion protocol, so they're going to just continue to ride it out and see how they progress. And a note that is going to be important for us to discuss going forward, it changes some things for them. MJ Stewart, who was, mm-hmm. I mean, you're starting safety alongside Kalen Bullock. He went out with the quad injury.
Mm-hmm.
He is done for the season. He's going to have surgery on that quad, is what D'Amico said. And so,
man, that's a huge loss, a big hit.
There's some big figuring. There's some big figuring out they need to do on defense. However, this team feels like they can do that. Depth, especially in that secondary. We came into the season thinking about the secondary depth, and now that shows up again, and immediately. In fact, I didn't think about it immediately, but just now. Hey, where's Jimmy Ward at?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how that
Come on, Aaron Wilson. Ask him about Jimmy Ward, man.
But he's technically available.
Like, I hadn't thought about it in a little while. Mm-hmm. But, yo, where's Jimmy Ward at? That's something that we'll have to think about and contend with for a little bit. All right, but you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. More to come in talking about this game, the fallout, so on and so forth on this Victory Reaction Monday. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including is this player on the move for your Astros? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.